Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 561.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. So, do you feel like a productive person? Would you call yourself productive, or do you feel productive in your business on a day-to-day basis? So, it might surprise you for me to be talking about productivity two shows in a row, but, you know, last show we had somebody write in wondering about getting stuff done, and I have these tips that I think are really helpful for feeling productive on a day-to-day basis and having a life. Because we can all just work and work and work and get a lot done, but it'll make you crazy. You got to have a life too, and you got to feel like you can be a multifaceted person. So here are my tips. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. Number one, do your money-making tasks first thing. So what do I mean by that? Well, many of you have heard about the 80-20 rule, where you've got 20% of the activity that you take in the day is actually responsible for 80% of your income. And the 80-20 rule just applies to like so many things. If you look at your client base or people who are following your business, 80% of your sales come from 20% of the people. And, you know, it applies to nature and to like the carpet in your house, and I mean, just everything. You can look it up. It's called Pareto's Principle, P-A-R-E-T-O, Pareto's Principle. And if you want the best book ever on this particular principle, and I mean, just go spend the $7 and get this book right now. And if you use this link, you get a bunch of bonuses with it. It's danawild.com/Perry, P like Paul, E-R-R-Y, danawild.com/Perry, P like Paul, E-R-R-Y. It's Perry Marshall's book, The 80-20, and that particular link, you get the book for $7, and you get a bunch of ways that you can implement a bunch of bonuses. It's probably one of the single best business building books I bought last year. On that note, 80-20 rule. Here's something that people often don't talk about. If you have a list of 10 things on your list, there are really only a couple that make you money, and there are really only a couple that probably are giving you stress. Like, get them done, and if you had them done, your stress would be relieved. So this is why it's nice to get into the habit of doing these first thing in the morning. And you may have heard of that book, Eat That Frog. And I think the place where I differ from some of these other books about doing tasks you hate and getting them done kind of a thing is that I'm not talking about tasks you hate. I'm talking about specifically the things that generate money for you in your business. And hopefully, if you're following the Train Your Brain principles, these are things you love. So if you make money by being a speaker, then your money-making tasks have to do with booking speaking engagements, finding speaking engagements, contacting people, booking those speaking engagements. If you make your money by being a blogger, then your money-making activities have to do with writing a blog. If you make your money by doing webinars, then your money-making activities have to do with getting your webinar done. So if you can make it your daily habit to take your very first chunk of the day and do a task, do something related to making yourself money, here's the benefit you get from that. You get the benefit of A, making money, B, now you've done the most important thing in your day and you have relieved all of your stress or 80% of your stress. Now if you don't do anything the rest of the day, who cares? It makes no difference. You did the thing that's actually going to build your business and move your business forward and make you money. Develop a daily habit. Now, this is going to lead into tip number two. Set a timer for 50 minutes. And do that money-making activity for just that 50 minutes. Only that 50 minutes, not more. Preferably not less. I mean, if you only have 30 minutes, then do 30. But ideally, you're working for 50 minutes solid. Then get up when the timer goes off. And I'm not kidding when I say set a timer. I mean, literally put a timer up in front of you that you can see. So I used to actually use a physical one on my desk, like the old kitchen timers. But even one on the computer works, which is what I use now. The benefit of setting a timer is that when you set a timer and you hit that go button, you get moving. You don't get distracted. You don't end up over on YouTube. You end up just like focusing and working, quote unquote, working, playing, doing your money-making task for 50 minutes. Get up, walk around, have a little something to eat, play with the cat. You've got 10-minute break. Come back. If you choose to, you can do another 50-minute work session. I never or almost never do more than two 50-minute work sessions in a day. And most days, I only do one. Almost always, I do one. If you do one 50-minute work session when you start your day and you work on your money-making tasks, you can build your entire business just on that. Doesn't matter anything else you do. Now, some people say, well, what if I have a day job and my work day doesn't start until 6 p.m.? Well, that's when you do it. Whenever your quote-unquote work day actually starts, do it first thing and develop the habit of doing it first thing. Don't check your email. Don't do other things. Other questions are things like, I make my money coaching, and so I have a coaching call. Is that a money-making activity? A coaching call or money that's already come in, like you're delivering a class live or something like that, that's money that you've already made. So that's not a money-making activity. That's a money I already made activity. So money-making activities have to do with the stuff that you haven't done yet, the money that you haven't brought in yet. How are you going to bring that money in? And again, you know, this isn't like an eat that frog thing. This is about doing the thing that brings you joy. Use a money-making activity that brings you joy. If you love to write, then use writing as your method for making money. If you love to speak and they can't get you off the stage, then use that as your money-making activity. So pick something. Pick a money-making marketing method. Say that three times fast. That you love, okay? So you might have noticed that was only two tips, right? So would be the third tip. Ooh, I wonder. It's Dana Wild. You know what it's going to be. The third tip is training your brain. The stories you tell about how you make the money and what it takes to make the money. Because here's the thing. We can do all of the right things. We can take all of the right actions. But if we are not thinking the right thoughts and having the right expectations about those actions, the money's still not going to come in. If we are not thinking the right thoughts and having the right expectations about the joy in our day, the joy is not going to come in. If we are not having the right thoughts and having the right expectations about the ways that we like to be productive or how we take action or anything, we don't get the results we want. So these two tips are the tips that I live my life by. Like, I totally have built all my businesses just by working 50 solid focused minutes a day and focusing on money-making activities. But if these are not feel-goods for you, then don't do them. Find something else. But whatever method you find, tell the right story that's why you're successful. Make a case for your success. So you can start implementing these and you can start telling the story like, oh my gosh, ever since I started focusing on money-making activities, my business is booming. Ever since I got a timer on my computer, my business is booming. Ever since I started taking a walk first thing in the morning, my business is booming. Ever since I started eating bananas on Thursdays, my business is booming. Whatever story you decide to tell, make it a case for your success. Whatever task that you're doing, whatever things you're doing, make that the reason for your success. How can you tie your success to the way you already exist? Ever since I trained my brain, my business is booming. My money comes from my positive thoughts. I love the feeling of being productive, and that to me, productivity is more joy activities. The more I play with the dog, the more money I make, right? You have to decide what stories you tell about your business. These two action steps, like I say, they have served me well and I enjoy doing them and they fit for my lifestyle and my world. But you have to find your own stories for success. Or better yet, you have to take whatever it is you're doing and make it your story for success. Talk about things as though they're already happening. Talk about your business as though it's already building. Talk about the success that you're already having. Okay? I hope that I know you get that. You know why? Because you're a brain trainer. I know you totally get that, and you're totally going to have fun with this. And guess what? You get to craft what daily habits are bringing you money. Isn't that fun? Think about it. The more yoga I do, the more money I make. I can't wait. Come around and tell me all about it, and we'll see you next time.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?